The Public Service Commission and the owners of the Dakota Access Pipeline have reached a settlement over some of the reported problems with the company following the siting permit that the PSC had issued for the pipeline. The problems included taking out more trees and shrubs along the route than outlined in the permit. Also, Energy Transfer Partners rerouted a part of the line away from cultural resources, notifying the State Historic Preservation Office, but not telling the PSC. In the settlement, the company has to produce manuals for dealing with trees and shrubs and to outline the transparency required when an unexpected cultural resource is encountered during construction. The company will also have to plant 3 times the amount of trees and shrubs it removed without permission, and will also have to plant another 20,000 trees in the counties along the pipeline route. The company will also provide training to other companies. Public Service Commissioner Julie Fedorchak says she's comfortable with the settlement. She says the company did not harm any of the cultural resources.
Where the miss was with the transparency and the communication with the public by notifying us. We're directing or addressing that transparency with the manual, with the training procedures, and efforts to, real significant efforts to help the industry understand why that transparency is important and how it's accomplished.
Earlier, the PSC had offered to settle the reroute issue by having the company donate $15,000 to the Historic Preservation Office or to another nonprofit. That offer was rejected. This is Commissioner Brian Crosher.
This approach by the company and what they have agreed to will cost them significantly more than what was originally proposed in terms of a fine. Significantly more. So their intentions and actions are certainly good in terms of what they came back with through the settlement process and where we landed.
Commissioners said they also wanted to avoid any protracted legal battles. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.